Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. You can run, but you cannot hide. Let me give you one sound advice. Do not, I repeat, do not try to hide from God. Whatever the reason is, do not go missing and think that you're going to be shielded from the eyes of God. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. Proverbs 15 and verse 3. That ought to do one of two things to you. Right about now, you should be scared because today you might be going someplace or doing something that the last person you want to know your whereabouts is God. On the other hand, there are some folk who are delighted because they believe that God will take care of them wherever they are. Listen, man. This is something serious, and you need to stop and give it some real thought, because there are some of us who engage in some dark activities, and you go to great lengths to not have one know where you are, and certainly not to know what you are engaged in. But I'm here to share with you another scripture. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the morning, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will uphold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 11. It is that serious. God is this supernatural being, and so he really knows where you are at any time of day. The first couple put this thing about God to the test. They had just broken the first instruction, do not under any circumstance eat the fruit from the tree of good and evil. You eat it? You are going to die just like that. It's not that they think God was lying. It was that they believed Satan's story, that if they eat of that tree, they would become like gods. That sounds compelling. It's an offer too good to pass over. So they ate the fruit, and immediately their eyes were open. And in that moment, they knew they were in trouble. And I mean real trouble. It wasn't long after doing that God came looking for them. He did not search for them, and although they hid themselves, God knew what happened and where they were. One sin caused them to discover something about God. He sees it all, and he knows where you're at. So you know what you should do and should not do, right? But whatever state you are in, wherever you are, Jesus can come to you in an unexpected moment. A lonely woman came to a well just to fetch some water. As she approached the well, she saw a Jewish man sitting on the well. That day, he broke all the protocol and engaged her in a cross-cultural conversation. At some point, the woman began to realize that this man was not there for ulterior motives, but that something good was going to happen that day. Just think about it. She did not leave her house in the noonday sun to just have a chance meeting with a Jewish stranger, but something did happen for real. She found salvation. She and her folks from her community. It was timed by God himself that she met Jesus while sitting on the edge of this well, and he offered her something that money could never buy. Jesus did well too. The Son of Man knew this woman and knew that she came to the well frequently to fetch water. And there he was in her familiar territory. And that is where he gave her the most amazing and unfamiliar gift called love. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is Jesus' encounter with a paralyzed man sitting where he had sat for many, many years. It strikes me as odd that Jesus came to a place filled with the infirm, the paralyzed, the blind, the hungry. In that crowd of people, Jesus zeroed in on one man, and that was his project that day. This man was the reason Jesus came there, to heal him who had been sick for 38 years and waiting for the angel to come trouble the water, and the first person to get in would be cured immediately. Just imagine if you were Jesus, you would heal everybody present at the pool of Bethesda that day, right? But Jesus had eye for just one man that day, a paralyzed man who got up and walked away from the place like a whole man. Jonah was hiding from God in the belly of a great fish, and God found him. Lazarus was dead for 4 days, and Jesus came to Bethany that day to meet the dead man who he brought back to life. Moses was a long way from his native country, Egypt, and had been away for 40 years. When God found him way out in the desert tending the flock of his father-in-law's, Jethro's, sheep. And then there was the lost sheep. Jesus said, "The shepherd put away the 99 and went out in the dead of night over treacherous terrain where wild animals could kill, and the sheep he was looking for, he found that lost sheep." There was a woman who lost one of 10 coins in the house she lived for a long time, and she turned that house upside down until she found her coin. What is all this about? It's more like, who is all this about? The answer is you. And I've stopped by to tell you that Jesus will find you wherever you are. He has supernatural eyes and he knows who you are and where you are. He knows if you have been bad or good. And today I stopped by to tell you that if you don't know Jesus, well, let me tell you this one thing. Jesus will find you. And he has come searching for you because he wants to give you the priceless gift of eternal life. My friend, you might run like Jonah, but Jesus will find you. You might be too paralyzed that Jesus will not come where you are, or so you think. Jesus met a woman at the well. He met the paralyzed man at the poolside. Jesus is searching for you. And I tell you, when Jesus finds you, he's bringing you home to heaven. You can run from Jesus, but you certainly cannot hide, because he will search long and hard until he finds you. Come away from your life of wrong choices and turn to Jesus and be found.